Okay, this is, as I'm sure you will agree, it's been a very difficult week. More or less for some people, but somewhat difficult for everybody. When we heard the news, the tragic news of what took place in Eretz Yisrael at the beginning of the week, doubt that there was anyone who wasn't in some way emotionally hurt by the tragic events for, it seems, very, very distinguished Rabbonim, no longer alive, died al Kiddush Hashem. They say 24 Yesoimim left between them, 4 almonos. We have the names of 4 at least people who were very seriously injured, wounded, and fighting for survival. You know, when an event is massive in numbers, so many people were hurt, so many people were killed, it's a little hard to relate to. It's a little hard to feel because the numbers are so great. It's like they're a statistic. But when you see names and pictures of faces and you can count numbers of Yesoimim, 24, we can all count. It's not such an astronomical number. And your names of people who have been hurt and fighting for their lives, it becomes a reality that penetrates the emotion, something that we really all can feel and sympathize with to a great extent. And I'd just like to make this morning a few points. No great insights, no original insights, nothing earth-shattering. Just reviewing some of the basics that we really have to keep in mind before such tragic events take place, and when such tragic events take place, to review these principles and to strengthen ourselves. The Vilna Gaon points out that in Parshas Toldos, Parsha that we read this Shabbos, when Yaakov comes to his father Yitzchok, dressed up in costume as his brother Esau, Yitzchok says to him those famous words, HaKoil Koil Yaakov V'hayodayim Yedei Esav. The voice is the voice of Yaakov. It was in fact Yaakov. But the hands are the hands of Esav, because he was wearing these skins, and it appeared to, and it felt to Yitzchok that in fact he was Esav, who was a hairy person. And the Vilna Gaon points out that the word HaKoil, which should be spelt He, Kuf, Vav, Lamed, the first HaKoil, Kuf, Lamed, it says He, Kuf, Lamed, without the Vav. The second one says Kuf, Vav, Lamed, with the Vav. The Gaon says that it's to be read HaKal, Koil Yaakov. When the Koil of Yaakov is weak, is soft, then the Yodayim Yedei Esav are upon us. But when the Koil of Yaakov is strong, then Esav can't touch us. We're not vulnerable. And that's really the story of our history. We're most vulnerable when we're softest on our learning, on our mitzvahs, on our Bein Odom L'Chaveroi, on the sholim that exists between Klal Yisrael. And when we're not doing that learning, And when we're not keeping those mitzvahs, and when we're fighting with each other, and there's sinas chinam and loshon hora, and all types of other bein odom lachaverot violations, then the koil Yaakov is kal. Then the koil of the Torah, the koil of Yaakov, the koil of Torah mitzvahs is weak. That's when Esav has a license to attack us. Now, we certainly don't know, and it isn't for anyone to say, why? Why did this happen? In fact, when you're referring to Hashem, the question why doesn't even make sense. You think if he told you, you'd understand what he's talking about? Oh, come, I'll explain it to you. You know, there's a famous story about a Chassidish Rebbe in one of the concentration camps. And someone asked him, he says, why does God allow this to happen? So many people and suffering and dying in this. And he said to him like this, says, you know, I'm an old man. And I learned many years ago, I don't ask God why. Because I'm afraid that if I'll ask him why, he might say to me, you want to know why? Come on upstairs, I'll be happy to show you. And then with a twinkle in his eye, he said, I'm not quite ready to go. I believe, I disagree with that Rebbe. I think that even if he showed me, I wouldn't understand what he's talking about. Even if he took me upstairs, it's who can understand these things? We cannot comprehend Hashem. We only know about Hashem what he has told us in his Torah and what he has shown us throughout our history. And when we refocus on that knowledge, we're able a little bit more to put tragic and confusing events into perspective. Number one, Hashem created the world. Chazal tell us he created it only for the purpose of chesed. Olam chesed yibone. In fact, the reason for Bereishis Bora Elohim, which is the Midas HaMishpot, means justice, not just chesed, was because the greatest kindness is justice. Because if Hashem can give us the things that we truly deserve, we appreciate them. We're not embarrassed. We don't feel uncomfortable or guilty. Because I earned it. But when I didn't earn it, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to receive so much good that I really don't deserve. Of course, he tempered that creation with B'ryoim B'roi Hashem Elohim, because without Rachamim, it can't survive. Because we can't just go on the basis of what we deserve, because oftentimes we don't deserve good. And since he wants to do good, he tempers forever, constantly, B'ryoim B'roi Hashem Elohim. He created the world with two midas, with the midas of Rachamim and the midah of Mishpot. And both together are necessary. So we know Hashem created the world for chesed. We know Hashem does mishpot. We know Hashem has no ovel, keel, emun, ove, ein, ovel. We know Hashem is involved in everything that happens in this world. We know that no one has the power to do anything unless Hashem has granted him that power. The Gemara tells us that even this, ein odom noikef, this is the etzpa, ein odom noikef etzbo lemato, a person can't lift up, straighten up his little finger down here in this world. Elim kei machrizin olav milamala, unless it's so announced and decreed upstairs in heaven that this person has the right and the ability to do so. Hakol bidei shamayim, chutz miyira shamayim. The only power that we have is to decide to do right or to decide to do wrong. Other than that, everything is controlled by Hashem. And he's involved in every minute detail. Nothing is too small for him to pay attention to. And he feels, kaviyochol, what it means Hashem feels, it's not in human terms, the pain and the suffering of each and every one of us. Chaim Brisker, who happens to be the great-great grandfather of this Rabbi Moshe Twersky, who was one of the people who died at Kiddush Hashem, used to say, every bullet has its address. A bullet has an address. There's no random bullets. There's nothing random. Everything happens because Hashem guides it and directs it. And some might say that leaves us with even a bigger question. Why? How could such a thing be justified? And I believe that that question is not a logical question. Because how can I ask Hashem why he does things with the hope of thinking that I could understand what he's doing in this world? I don't have his capacity. I don't have his scope. I don't have, in fact, that's what Hashem answered Eiv when he was trying to figure out why he suffered so much. He said, Eifo ho'yiso b'yosti oretz. Were you around at the beginning of time? Do you know the whole panorama of events from the beginning of creation to the end of time? Do you know whose neshomas have to come back into certain new people's gilgulim, we call it, into the body of another person to be mashlim, to fulfill and to complete the mission that he didn't complete in that previous gilgul? Do you understand all of the combinations and machinations and permutations and whatever the words, you know, that go into this world's existence? You weren't around at the beginning. You can't possibly know. There is no question, logical question, on how Hashem conducts the world. Because loy machshevoisai machshevoiseichem v'loy darcheichem derochoi nu'um Hashem. We think on different paths. We have different ways in life. We can't possibly comprehend the scope and the depth and the insight and the complexity of the Das Keil Elyon. And therefore, the questions that we have today are emotional questions. They're not logical questions. They're emotional questions. So much pain, so much suffering, such innocent, good people. So many yesoimim and almonis. This is an emotional issue. And emotionally, it's overwhelming. It's unbearable. But it's not an intellectual issue. Because we know Hashem has a cheshbon for everything he does. Hashem doesn't let anything happen by accident. Everything Hashem does is for the good. Kol, ma, de'ovid, rachmono, le'tavovid. Everything Hashem does is for the good. We can't understand it. That's intellectually, that's not a question, because we're not capable of understanding it. If we understood, I'll tell you something once. My wife, when she was a young girl growing up in Yerushalayim, and she once went into a store to buy a coat. And then she asked the storekeeper if they test for shatnas. So the storekeeper said, "What's that?" So she says, "Well, we're not allowed to have wool and linen in the same garment." She says, "Why not?" So she answered, "Because it says so in the Torah." "Well, what's the reason for that?" She said, she wasn't my wife then, she was a young girl in Yerushalayim, and she said, "I don't know the reason for it." And the storekeeper says, "You don't know the reason, and you're ready to observe a law, a directive, a commandment without knowing why?" She said something very interesting. She said, "I'll tell you the truth. If I thought I could understand every one of God's whys, why he does this and why he does that and why this and why that, I don't think I'd be able to worship him. You know, I'd be like, smart as he is. What do I need him for? Right? I understand everything too. By definition, we can't possibly fully understand. But the emotional pain is overwhelming. How do we deal with emotional pain? Well, one of the best ways to deal with emotional pain is to look inside ourselves and see what we can do to learn from this tragic event and to improve ourselves. To generate more mitzvahs, to generate more schusim, to generate more heartfelt tefillah for Klal Yisrael and for ourselves and our families, so that such tragic events should never happen again. And there's no question that to the degree that we can muster the strength and the feeling to put an extra measure of feeling of heart into our tefillahs, and when we pray to Hashem that he should protect Klal Yisrael, and we pray to Hashem that such tragic events should never happen again, and when we pray to Hashem that these brutal, ruthless enemies should be eradicated from the face of the earth, that when we feel it with a little bit more heart, that could make all the difference. It says that Yirmiyahu HaNovi, who spent his whole career just trying to avoid and avert the Churban Beis HaMikdash, in his prayers, in his admonition, his Teichocho to Klal Yisrael, reprimanding Klal Yisrael to get them to improve. And right at the very end, before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, when he came to the realization that he wasn't going to be successful, he sent a delegation to Hulda. Hulda was a woman prophetess, Hulda Anavia. And he asked her to pray that the Beis HaMikdash shouldn't be destroyed. And Rashi explains over there, because women have more rachmanis. Women have another dimension of emotion that men don't have. And that could make the difference. Yirmiyahu's tefillas. Yirmiyahu's rachmanis. Yirmiyahu was the giant, was the main prophet of his generation. Huldah was a minor prophetess. And with all that Yirmiyahu put in, there's room for more. And a woman who has another depth of feeling, she could add maybe a dimension that Yirmiyahu didn't have. That could make the difference in the Churban. We never know how another ounce of feeling in our tefillas, how another just, you know, like we say, V'sechezenu einenu b'shuvcho l'tzion barachamim. Let our eyes see your Shechina returning to Tzion, to Eretz Yisrael. Let's see the Shechina. We don't see the Shechina today. We see tzoros. We see danger. We see a war this summer. We see a tragedy like this. We see all kinds of fighting, internal and external, fighting amongst ourselves. We see fighting with fellow Jews, with religious and with not religious, and with what's going on. Let the Shechina return to Yerushalayim and let us feel the presence of Hashem, and all of these problems will disappear. And if we can take this tragedy and introspect and improve a little bit and feel a little more and learn a little better and daven a little more with feeling, praying for Eretz Yisrael and for all of Klal Yisrael, Jews today all over the world are in danger. What's going on in Europe is eerily reminiscent of what took place before the Holocaust. Unbelievable. And if this influence can be extracted from this terrible tragedy, then I believe that it'll be a schus for those people who gave their lives al Kiddush Hashem, and that's what they did. And for them, you shouldn't worry. These people are at the highest echelon of Gan Eden because they died al Kiddush Hashem. It'll be a schus for their remaining families, these yisoymim, 24 yisoymim that have to grow up without a father. Four almonos, and hopefully there should be no more from those people that are sick, should have a refuah shleima. And all of this will have a positive effect. Not that the positive effect will ever take away the pain completely, but it could help to avoid future problems, and it could ease the pain of those people who are suffering. I unfortunately left on my desk a letter that's been circulated. Many of you may have seen it, signed by these four almonas. And they're asking the world, that's, you know, today, one letter can go around the world in 30 seconds. And they're asking the world to dedicate this Shabbos of Parshas Toldos to a Shabbos of peace, to a Shabbos of removing sinas chinom, baseless hatred, to a Shabbos of removing the engagement, involvement in Lashon Hara, to a Shabbos to remove machlekes and fighting and infighting between people, and to try to strengthen the Benodim Lachaveiro in Klal Yisrael. That will certainly be a source of nechoma to these people. The fact that their tragedy had a positive impact on Jews around the world can be the greatest source of nechoma, and it can certainly help to bring about greater protection for Klal Yisrael, and hopefully the end of all of Jewish suffering.